It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. It's been 5 years since Wisconsin passed a law regulating the use of electric scooters, opening the door for companies like Bird, Lime, Veo, and Spin to operate dockless scooter programs in cities across the state.
That followed a boom in the industry where companies raced to be the first to the market and hit the streets everywhere from Beloit to Green Bay.
Some Wisconsin cities saw success with electric scooters, providing a more convenient alternative to driving or walking. But others ran into trouble with misbehaving riders and scooters discarded around town.
We're checking in on how these electric scooter programs have gone in cities around the state and what lessons local leaders have learned along the way. Let's start in Wisconsin's largest metropolitan area, where the city of Milwaukee recently moved to make its pilot scooter program permanent. Zach Roeder is a senior transportation planner for the city of Milwaukee, where he oversees the city's dockless scooter program. Zach, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Take us back to 2019. Now, these electric scooter programs were kind of sweeping across the country, one city after another, it seemed like. Here they came. Companies are coming to Milwaukee. What was the city's approach to this kind of new concept in transportation?
The city understood that scooters were something that could add a lot of options for people to get around the city, making things better for people, you know, to move around. But we also understood that there were challenges with scooters and wanted to do things in a careful way. So the city developed a pilot program in 2019 to kind of have an initial test to kind of learn how scooters can work in Milwaukee and how we can make things work well. And we continued those. We kind of did multiple pilot studies then, also following up in 2021 after the pandemic, the peak of the pandemic, and then in 2022 to 2023.
And one key distinction that people may not think of is the docked scooter, meaning there's a place where the scooters go when you're done with them, to dockless. And that dockless was the big new innovation. Talk about how that works and how it went through those pilot programs.
Yeah, so dockless scooters have an advantage in that you can take them anywhere you want to go and leave them wherever you end up. So a lot of docked systems, like in Milwaukee, we have Bubbler Bikes, which is a docked bike share system. You can only go really within the limits of where those stations are. A dockless scooter program is great because it gives people the option all over the city to kind of go exactly where they want to go.
Now, what do we know about in these pilot programs? Now it's going full tilt, as I understand it. What do we know about how popular they are, how much users are embracing these dockless scooters in the city?
Yeah, we have seen really good ridership in Milwaukee. Some of the companies we work with actually have found that our scooters, you know, the scooters in Milwaukee have more trips per day per scooter than most cities across the country. So people in Milwaukee have really embraced them and found them as a way that's really convenient to get around, in our downtown. And in the east side is our densest parts of the city, and it's very popular there. But even spread throughout the city, we've seen really good ridership all over the place.
As a transportation planner, how do you see these fitting into the network? I've seen some people make the case that these solve the last mile problem. Okay, your bus gets you almost where you want to go or whatever. Are people using them for that last mile? Are they replacing trips in a car or a bus? Do we know how this is all fitting in together?
We see scooters as a really important part of the transportation system. Like you said, making that last mile connection to transit, connecting people to the MCTS bus routes in Milwaukee and to the destinations they want to get to that those routes may not serve. We also see them kind of tying in with all of the other mobility options, giving people choices. And that's something that ties in with other goals in the city, around reducing reckless driving, reducing vehicle miles traveled or reducing driving in general to create a more sustainable city and a city with more safe options for people to get around. They're safer for the community. So it kind of replaces some of those vehicles trips when people realize, oh, I can have a more fun and more enjoyable way to get around that maybe is better for the environment. It's maybe less expensive than taking their vehicle, trying to find parking and things like that. So people are, we are seeing people, embrace this and using it in a wide variety of different ways. And we really see it as an important part of our transportation system moving forward. This combined with our Bubbler bike share, it's really giving people new options on how they can move around the city and experience Milwaukee.
Now, I know in some cities where scooter programs started off whole hog, they went right in. One of the biggest complaints, and you touched on this earlier, was, hey, people are dropping their scooters in the place I like to park, or they're dropping them on the sidewalk. How do you try to regulate that if people in the city see scooters where they ought not to be? Is there a complaint mechanism?
We encourage people in Milwaukee, if they see scooters parked in a way that's blocking people from moving around or kind of disorderly, you can always report it to our city through 286-CITY, our kind of direct phone number, or through the MKE mobile app. But we also see that scooters, in Milwaukee, we've seen it kind of improving compliance with parking. You know, we've seen things getting better as people get more familiar with this. We've also, in our last pilot program from 2022 to 2023, we started adding what are called scooter corrals. So you might see them on the street in the parking lane, usually towards the end of a block where cars aren't allowed to park legally already when it's a certain distance to an intersection. But we kind of have these paint and post on street, marked for scooter parking zones, where people, as they're riding, these are really easy for people to see. People feel comfortable parking their scooters there, and it really has helped improve the compliance of, having the scooters not blocking things, having them in a more organized way, and give people a good, comfortable place to park their scooters.
Talking to Zach Roeder, Senior Transportation Planner for the City of Milwaukee, about the city's dockless electric scooter programs. Zach, I assume the scooter companies themselves are going to make some money out of this. Does the city get a taste? Does this affect the city's bottom line?
Yeah, so this is another benefit of the program, is that it does generate revenue for the city. So the scooter companies, they're able to make money off of the program, but the city also gets a component of that that helps us to fund the administration of the program and build out some of this infrastructure. And it also kind of goes into our broader transportation fund to help the city continue to help make our streets safer and better for people walking, biking, taking transit, making overall a safer city for everyone.
And finally, Zach, we've seen some of these scooter companies rise and fall over the last few years. Do you feel like you've got a good long-term commitment from the people providing this service in Milwaukee?
And one thing with our program is because we have multiple operators, if a company, we understand, this is, these kind of micro mobility companies have had issues in the past, certain ones with having a kind of sustainable business model. We definitely want to support the companies that, we're working with, and all of the scooter companies. We think that, things have kind of become more stable over time with these companies. But we also, have our system set up in a way that if one operator were to go away, we would still have another operator out there able to provide this valuable service for people in our community. And we can kind of go back to other companies and get another operator as needed. But we feel good about the future of this this space of scooter companies, and we think that our city is kind of, a lot of these companies are actually kind of recommending this kind of setup, where you have these two companies to give them kind of a little bit more ability to make money to sustain themselves versus the three company model. So this is we see this as a good way for our city to kind of help these companies, but then have these companies also help us by being a stable, kind of committed long-term partner for our city and for our community.
Zach, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Zach Roeder is a senior transportation planner for the City of Milwaukee. He was with us to share how Milwaukee's dockless electric scooter program has done over its first few years.
While Milwaukee is making its program permanent, elsewhere in the state, the city of Appleton is trying to figure out its next steps.
The electric scooter company Bird was actually founded by an Appleton native, Travis VanderZanden, in 2017. The city implemented the scooters back in 2021.
Bud VanderZanden left the company last year, and Bird filed for bankruptcy this past December. That led Appleton to question whether or not the city should continue its scooter program.
Appleton Director of Public Works Danielle Block told the city's Municipal Services Committee that the city was hesitant to renew the partnership with Bird, given some of the problems it's had.
One was the restructuring from bankruptcy. Two was the payments still due. Those have been paid. And the last was just concerns on the operation of the birds, safety, and then the parking issues. And until we had a solution on that, that was staff's feedback after talking with Bird, that we recommended we wouldn't move forward with an agreement until we had a solution in place.
Byrd sent its principal government partnerships manager, Adam Davis, to meet with city leaders to address their concerns.
He said Byrd is ready to bring in more advanced technology that will require users in Appleton to park their scooters in designated areas to prevent them from being left around town.
Picture a physical dock, but cut that out, and it's a virtual dock, but it controls them the same within centimeters, that they have to be in the specific locations. In cities like Reno and others, it's yielded great success in this, and it has the least amount of restriction.
Byrd says it's staying committed to Appleton, but the micromobility company hasn't taken the same approach in some smaller Wisconsin cities.
In 2022, a contractor working for Byrd ended its electric scooter program in the city of Beloit, citing issues with the company.
And earlier this year, Byrd announced that it was pulling out of Janesville after 2 years of operating in that city.
Nick Faust is the assistant to the city manager for the city of Janesville. He's here to help explain what happened with the scooter program in his community. Nick, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, as I understand it, Nick, earlier this year, the electric scooter company Byrd said, hey, we are leaving the Janesville market. What kind of communication did the city get from them during that process?
Yeah, so, you know, the city had from the outside understood that Byrd, the micromobility firm that had been operating in Janesville, was doing a bit of restructuring due to their own financial concern. And unfortunately, what we learned from them was, as a part of that, our market was not to be included in the 2024 season.
Did they seem to leave the door open? Hey, maybe someday we'll come back to Janesville, or is it pretty much a done deal for now?
If for now, it would be a done deal, but they did give some leeway that maybe should their conditions change, I think they might look to get back to the mid-markets like Janesville.
What did it look like in Janesville? Were people using these scooters? How was the program working before Byrd left after that restructuring?
Yeah, so Byrd had operated successfully from our perspective in Janesville for two seasons. Their last MOU, or Memorandum of Understanding, with the city deployed 250 scooters in our community. Believe it or not, we had just over 10,000 trips taken right here in little old Janesville on those scooters for just under 18,000 miles traveled. And I like those stats because I think they're quite impressive when you think about the size and the makeup of our community and our transportation network as it exists. So I think it shows that micromobility certainly had its own niche here in Janesville.
I talked to Zach about those from Milwaukee, about those stray scooter problems out there. Is this something that you heard complaints about in Janesville, or did people play pretty well with those?
Yeah, so by and large, people certainly played pretty well with each other when it came to the dockless scooters in the right of way. That's not to say that, you know, there weren't concerns or complaints. Janesville was incredibly important. By Byrd's own metrics, our local fleet manager was in the top 3% in the nation when it came to resetting those improperly parked scooters that may have been in the right of way. So I think as the program progressed, we saw rider behavior not only improve, but we saw an incredibly responsive fleet, local operator, I should say, mm-hmm. that took care of those things.
Did you have a sense of what people were doing with them? You know, recreational rides, part of their commute, weekend outings. What were people doing with these scooters?
Yeah, so the vast majority of trips, 81% actually for the 23 season, took place in our downtown, which certainly implies perhaps more of a leisure-based reason for why folks were riding the Byrds. But we also did see some select cases where, for example, in the summer month, we had one individual take 81 commutes to and fro from work. And so that was sort of an interesting piece because by and large, they were mostly sort of entertainment based. But it was cool to kind of start to see those commutes or last mile trips start to crop up.
We're talking about dockless electric scooter programs in Wisconsin. Nick Faust is with us from Janesville right now. Nick, Byrd is a micromobility company. It is not the only micromobility company. Is the city reaching out to other companies, or is anybody knocking on your door?
Yeah, so we're certainly hopeful and we stand ready should another firm approach us. The part of this whole pilot program really helped prep us from a city perspective on what we need to have in place, what an MOU would look like. It's interesting enough, Bird actually approached the city in 2022. So this isn't something the city solicited through a request for proposal, but Bird had just wanted to be a good faith partner. And so they approached us. And that's currently where we're at. We're not going to be soliciting this season for a micromobility firm, but should one approach us, we feel confident and ready to be able to deploy.
You mentioned earlier, you make the case that, hey, Janesville is big enough to sustain micromobility programs like dockless electric scooters. Do you feel like that kind of company will listen to you, or are they going to go for bigger places like Milwaukee?
Yeah, so I think, you know, as some of those firms that had had some financial issues that had forced some restructuring, maybe some more focus on higher profit, higher population count markets, maybe get a little firmer footing under them, I would certainly think that they could start to see a market like Janesville reemerge as something. Like I said, we had tremendous local partners for them to contract with. So I think with that added benefit, we will remain maybe an attractive expansion market.
I guess the big question, Nick, is now that Bird is gone, are you hearing from Janesville residents like, hey, I'm bummed, I miss these things?
Yes. Yeah. I think there was certainly some sadness from our residents when Bird announced that they wouldn't be returning to Janesville for the 24 season. And interestingly enough, you know, still every day as I make my little commute here to City Hall, I'm seeing more and more sort of self-owned scooters crop up, or maybe people that got a taste of Bird, got a taste of micromobility, and maybe they're going out and purchasing an e-scooter or an e-bike themselves. And so I think that's an added benefit of having done this pilot program, is that now our planning, our transportation folks are just more equipped to hopefully handle what is a positive change when it comes to expanding micromobility.
Nick, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me, Rob.
Nick Faust is the assistant to the city manager for the city of Janesville. He was with us to share what happened with Bird scooters leaving Janesville earlier this year.
Other Wisconsin cities like Eau Claire and Oshkosh have passed ordinances to allow for dockless electric scooters, but city officials told us so far no companies have moved forward with a program in those communities.
Read more about electric scooter programs across the state over at WPR.org.
You're listening to Wisconsin Today, and when you're looking for the top news from around the state, you can check out WPR's podcast. It's called Wisconsin Today Morning News. That's Wisconsin Today Morning News in one quick listen.
It's available now. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts, or check it out at WPR.org. While you're there, find out how you can stream live Wisconsin Public Radio's networks and where you can listen around the state.